I wish this were a video episode because people could have just seen AJ look to the absolutely blank whiteboard to see what her line
what
was.
What I'm supposed to say.
Like, line? All right, let's try that again.
I'm also glad it's not video because I haven't even brushed my hair yet today. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, a podcast about jiu-jitsu and so much more. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
And I'm Jennifer Risser, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt full of nonsense and tomfoolery. Jen Eads is still on sabbatical, so I am continuing to fill in for her. So you are so welcome. What are we talking about this week?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about our recent trip to Costa Rica.
Okay,
you know,
excellent.
Give people a little bit of FOMO about it if they weren't there.
Yeah, we did not do a good job social media-ing during the week.
That's very true. I think we probably did like the honest worst job we've ever done at a camp posting, but we were living in the moment.
It was hard because I was trying to like detox from my phone a little bit, but at the same time I was like, I'll just post about camp, and it's like I posted about nothing. And it was a really good camp. It was a really good chance to sort of break away, but we do apologize for not really posting on social media about it. I know that's a piece that people want to see sometimes.
Yeah, and I've been going back and posting some of our upcoming Flashback Fridays or Throwback Thursdays or whatever. We'll include some clips from Costa Rica, but yeah, all in all, not a lot. Yeah.
And the pictures of me are all questionable. Somehow I'm always making a crazy face. This girl's not photogenic.
That is not true.
All right, so where do we start when we talk about Costa Rica camp? So for those, well, I asked a question then immediately started answering it. This is such a lawyer thing. So for those who don't know, we go to Hero Academy in Costa Rica in Tamarindo. They are a nonprofit, so a 501c3. And they have a mission of essentially supporting the children of the community slash the community. So when you register for camp, your tuition, it pays for the camp itself, for you to attend, for you to have a hotel or a place to stay and that sort of thing. But it also pays for the kids of the community to train. They get gear, backpacks and school supplies. They get bussed in for training. At times there have been emergencies of one sort or another, like a flood. And Hero has what provided like housing and food for them.
Yeah. They were even like transporting new bedding for people and all kinds of stuff when Tamarindo flooded recently.
Yeah, so really good people, really good cause.
Yeah. And it's so much fun. I think our camp is very different than a lot of them too, because we are such a strong community that, you know, the whole time we're like, okay, we're all going to lunch here. We're all going to dinner here. We're all doing these activities together. And not everybody does, mm-hmm. but a strong amount of us kind of stay together the whole time.
Yeah. Everyone's always invited. And then yes. You can kind of choose your own adventure on if you want to play introvert for the afternoon or if you want to go to lunch or you want to go to the beach or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic time. And we got to learn from 5 black belts. I mean, you and I both learned from 4, being that we were one of the instructors.
Yeah, so AJ and I both taught, and then our coaches, Ray Casillas and Rachel Casillas, taught. And then one of their black belts, someone we've known for a long time, Alex, he taught. Emilio, what's his whole name?
Yeah, Emilio Hernandez is his name through the Federation. He was the number one adult grappler, I think, the year before last.
2024, yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah, so very, very talented athlete. And so he taught as well, which is the first time he's been to Costa Rica. We've been trying to get him there for years, and now he keeps talking about how he can't wait to go back.
And I will say he said that he regretted not coming sooner.
Yeah.
And I think that's true of a lot of people.
I think it is too. Like everyone always says, you know, oh, I wish I would have, and that's with jiu-jitsu too, right? People are like, I wish I would have started younger, or, you know, I wish I would have started when I first thought about it. So it's kind of that way with Costa Rica, like, or our women's only camp, you know, like every time people come, they've been like, I've wanted to come for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
No time like the present, because honestly, you never know when it's the last one. I mean, you know, when 2020 hit and the pandemic and stuff, like a lot of things stopped happening and things that we took for granted, getting to train daily and live music, you know, all these things that everyone took for granted stopped. And I just think there's no time like the present. You don't know when it's your last opportunity to do something.
Yep, exactly. So we know that we are going again in 2027. That might be the last year we do it. in this moment, it's feeling a little bit that way. But if we hear people say, no, we have to go, you know, we'll certainly do our best to figure that out. But as it stands right now, we are going in February 2027. We don't know the precise week yet, but I think AJ's working on it.
Yeah, I'm working with Ron, the head of Hero, to finalize the dates, but it'll be in those first couple weeks of February.
So anyway, the way the camp worked is mostly we trained in the mornings. Mm-hmm. So you'd get up and get breakfast if you wanted it. You'd go train in the morning. I think most of the sessions started around like 9.
Yeah.
So we trained for a few hours and then you'd kind of have the day to do whatever you want, whether that's go to the beach. Some of their jujitsu guys do surf lessons. So their head black belt Nacho, he also owns a surf company, I guess. So he does surf lessons with some of his guys. So we did a surf lesson. This is the second time we'd done it, but some of our people did like multiple surf lessons throughout the week. So that's something that you pay for extra, but that's something that you can do. There's all sorts of excursions. Like some people rode ATVs on the beach. We did whitewater rafting, whitewater tubing, zip lining, horseback riding, all sorts of things, really.
We also spent the day at a spa.
We did. That was really fun.
Yeah, after camp was over, we went and got massages and body scrubs and facials, and it was just a really nice way to end our week there.
Yeah, so Tamarindo is a sort of on the beach, on the Pacific side town. It's a couple hours from the airport. It's kind of a sleepy little town. It was a little busier this year. We had a golf cart where we could just sort of like bebop around town, which was really fun.
Yeah. But I really encourage you to come with us next time. You know, camp runs around $2,000. That's for the week of training, your stay, and a few other things. But they wash all your gear while you're there. So you can get away with only bringing one gi, which is nice. But yeah, I recommend maybe like starting a little squirrel fund and putting away some money and planning to come with us next year.
Yeah, we've been asking Ron to set up the registration link sooner than later because the way he does it is usually 6 months out, just because he has to price the camp based on what housing looks like and that sort of thing. And so he doesn't always know until it's about 6 months out. At the same time, sometimes it's nice to be able to put down a deposit or, you know, make payments and that sort of thing. So that's what we've been asking him to do. And we're hopeful that he can do that or that you can kind of start a squirrel fund and do that if you want to come with us.
What would you say was your favorite part of Costa Rica camp this year?
I think my favorite part is always just spending time with people. You know, we run a lot of different camps. Our biggest camp, which is in July, you and I get to do almost no enjoyment of that camp. You know, it's mostly us running it, you know, building stuff, making sure things run smoothly. We're in and out of rooms. We're problem solving things. We don't have a lot of time to just get to like have fellowship with people or even train with people. It's not completely the same for our smaller camps, but those are so intensive that we're training so much. You know, yeah. We have a little bit of time with people at like a meal or, you know, sometimes we do an activity, but Costa Rica camp really gives us time to really spend time with people. You know, we have meals together. We'll sit around the pool together. There was one day where a whole bunch of us just hung out in the condo pool and just sort of played music. And I bullied the children a little bit. They bullied Amy Dillon a little bit. So that was really fun. So I really think just like spending time with people. And frankly, I got to train more this year than I have in the past. It's really hot. And so sometimes my body handles the heat kind of medium. But I had a really good time this year. I got to train with a bunch of people and hang out with a bunch of people. So that was a really long answer, but that's mine. What do you got?
Yeah, I think the same. I love getting to spend so much time with everyone and really getting to know people better. You know, like when you have that much time, you get to like actually, I don't know, ask more questions about their life and who they are. So that was really fun. And, you know, as far as training sessions go, the Hilltop, of course, is one of my favorites. Like, it's so cool to like train overlooking the ocean at sunset. And it's really fun.
Yeah. So to give you context, if you have not been there, I said we mostly train in the morning. The one session we do in the afternoon is the Hilltop. So Ron and his guys, they drive a bunch of mats up to this hilltop that overlooks the ocean. You watch the sunset. So we do some jujitsu for maybe like an hour, hour and a half, like instruction. And then we take like a nice group picture and we watch the sunset and we just do rounds on this hilltop. It's beautiful. It's really nice.
Can I also say one of my favorite things this year was, so our first session was in the evening, the camp kickoff session. We had had a very full excursion day.
Oh my God, I was so stressed. I was crashing out the whole day about being late.
We actually like got the driver to drop us off first because we were like, we have to teach jujitsu at 7. We have to be back on time. So we did tip them nicely to get us back a little early.
And we is generous because Risser had to teach. AJ said, oh, it's no gi. Nope.
That's you. But the camp before us had ended the day before, and that was Henry Aikens. And he sat and watched your whole session. And it was like, I kept looking at him, you know, like while you're teaching, and he's like nodding his head. And like, but he came up to you afterwards and said, like, what a phenomenal instructor you were. I literally like text her everything he said immediately, because I was like, we are never going to remember what he was saying. But he was so complimentary of you.
AJ is telling a story of how I embarrassed myself in front of Henry. That's what's actually happening right now. So here's what actually happened. I taught a session and then I was rolling. I can't remember if I had just rolled with Alex or who I had just rolled with, but I just rolled with someone. And so he approaches me as I'm on the ground and he introduces himself. And instead of introducing myself, which is like the normal thing that a normal human with like social skills would do, I said, I'm familiar.
To be clear, I was going to leave that part out.
Well, that's the actual funny part of the story. He was super nice. I got a picture with him. That was really kind. But I definitely crashed out about not introducing myself to him. But I only realized it maybe like an hour later or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't introduce myself. Oh my God, I'm just this random lady that was like, I know who you are. So, I'm a monster.
So Henry Aiken, if you're listening right now, which I'm sure you are, right?
Yeah, obviously.
This is Risser.
He's my number one fan. So oopsie daisies. So, you know, when you have those weird interactions with me, just know it happens with everybody. I just am in my own head doing my own thing. And it just be like that sometimes. So sorry to him and all the other people I am awkward around. Oopsies.
So, yeah. So that's our Costa Rica trip. Again, we highly encourage you to come with us next year.
It's nice because I like doing it in February. I think some people are sort of like, that's close to spring break or something like that. But for me, it's nice because February is the worst. For us in Indiana, it's so cold. It feels like it's going to be dark forever. It's going to be snowy forever. And so having a week where we can just go be somewhere warm on the beach, see our friends in Tamarindo, like it's just such a nice break from the winter.
It is. It really keeps me going through January. You know, like the whole time I'm like, okay, we're only 5 weeks out from Costa Rica. Or we're only 3 weeks out. You know, like it really keeps me going. And then when you get back, it's like, okay, spring isn't that far away.
True. That's how it felt last week. And then there's snow on the ground today. So here we are.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, would love to have you guys come to Costa Rica with us. But also, I think this opens a broader conversation of you should go to a camp almost no matter where you are in life. I mean, you know, if finances don't support it or, you know, life is too busy, but I think no matter where you are in your jiu-jitsu journey, it's helpful. You know, finding community, building community, you're feeling burnt out. You know, how many people attend our camp and say, you know, I was feeling really burnt out. This is what brought me back.
Yeah.
Or I probably would have quit if it weren't for role model or for the camps, you know?
Yeah, they find their love for jiu-jitsu again. It's this nice, like, rebirth kind of, you know, like you just have this feeling of rejuvenation. So we have our full lineup now. We have 5 black belts teaching this year, which is maybe insane, but it just kind of happened and we want all of them teaching. So Risser will be teaching as well as Danielle Guevara.
She's a homegrown role model, meaning she's been at our camp at every rank, all the way up to black belt. So that's really cool. She's out of Texas. We're really excited to have her. Beatrice Jin.
Yes.
Super excited about her. Baron Bozo on Instagram.
You probably have seen her videos. She's the funny one with the whiteboard.
Also a really strong competitor.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome black belt. We don't know her personally, but we've been fans for a long time.
Yeah. Recently, she just competed in the Miami Open and the Atlanta Open in the same weekend.
I don't know how she did that. She's crazy.
Same. It's amazing. And she'll be at the Indy Open in a couple weeks. So.
Yeah. I'm excited to meet her in person.
Yeah.
She's one of the few ones in a while that we've had where we haven't like known them in person.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Adele Fornarino. Adele is an amazing competitor and we've gotten to learn from her. We actually asked her to teach at camp last May. So May of 25, we asked her if she would teach at camp in 26. So
yeah, we're really excited. It took us a while to get the paperwork finalized and that sort of thing. She's a busy lady with a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
But we're really proud that she has agreed to teach at our camp. We're really excited for her. And then our last one is Rachel Casillas, who if you've been to camp before, you know and love. Hopefully love.
Maybe you have a love-hate with Rachel. Yeah. No, everyone loves Rachel and, you know, hate her a little.
Yeah, mostly related to her warm-ups, but she's a kinder, gentler Rachel. And Rachel's awesome because she always has time for everybody. You know, you've got a question or an issue, she's always happy to help.
So we have an amazing lineup and we'll do some black belt panels as well. So you can ask a black belt questions about anything from training and competition prep, mindset, anything like that. And then we'll have some technique time for questions as well.
We also do workshops on Fridays. So we're working to get those figured out to see who's going to be teaching this year. In the past, we've done things like strength and conditioning, nutrition, pelvic floor health, things like that.
Yeah, injury prevention, injury recovery, mindset for competition, how to build a women's team. We've done a lot of different things. So
spent a lot of years.
Yeah, spent a lot of years. But if you have a subject that you would potentially like to teach on, or if you would like to be one of our kids instructors, there is an application online that you can fill out. And that's at rolemodelswanted.com. That link will be in our show notes.
Hope so. We'll see if I remember. So I do think it's important to go to camps or find your way into seminars and that sort of thing. I think some people don't necessarily see the value of a seminar or a camp. But the thing about that is, you know, you go to class, maybe there's announcements, there's warm-ups, you do some technique, then there's rolling, right? There's not that much time to get really deep into something, you know, so the chance to really dive deep into something that is, you know, most people teach sort of their A game, the thing they're experts at. So to get to learn from an expert on a particular technique and to really dive deep into that for a couple hours, you know, high level people can, you know, put hands on you with your consent and adjust you and sort of fix those little details. I think there's just a lot of value in that that maybe you don't see or feel if you haven't done one before. And even just beyond technique, like we said earlier, the community building, you know, there's something really powerful about being in a room of that many women, especially if you don't have a lot of women to train with, or if you don't have women that are your size
or your age or, you know, your rank.
So one thing we'd like to hear from you all is if you've been to a camp or not, what are you looking for in a camp? You know, every year we try to make our camp a little bit better than the year before, but what are you looking for? You know, we do small camps at our gym. Like, for example, we're doing a camp on passing, what, the week of April
24th through the 26th, I believe.
I knew the 25th was in there somewhere. So we're doing a local camp on passing. And when I say local, I mean at our gym. It's, you know, we try to keep it pretty limited, not a ton of people, so it can be kind of an intensive for that group of people. But we also do sort of our large camp. It's in a hotel. You can stay at the hotel if you'd like to. I do think that really enriches your experience because, you know, you're there at the hotel with people all weekend. You see people at the bar or at breakfast or, you know, in the lobby. It's just sort of a different experience.
Yeah.
But we'd love to hear from you what you're looking for. I mean, a lot of people have been to a camp before, right? There are so many camps these days. You know, when we started, it was like almost nothing, right?
Yeah.
But now there are so many different camps and camp types and locations. We'd love to hear from anybody who has input to give. You know, what did you experience that you really liked? What are things that you wish had been done better or differently? And that applies about other camps or about ours, right? Like I said, we're always looking for feedback, guidance, and that sort of thing. So please reach out. Let us know.
Yeah. It's always our goal to make each camp our best one yet. And we can't do that without your feedback.
Yeah. And, you know, especially for women that maybe don't have a local community, I think Role Model can be really fun and uplifting. I mean, even the people that do have a community, we still have community with. You know what I mean? I didn't say that well, but, you know, we have like a Discord, we have a WhatsApp, and that chat is not like a constant stream, but it is all year around. You know, we just heard from Megan Timler the other day that she was teaching her first women's class and it was going to be something that she had learned from AJ at a camp. You know, those are powerful relationships that are built and lasting.
Yeah.
Right. Like Megan is someone that I can't even imagine camp without.
Right.
And it's like, I don't even know how many camps she's been to. A couple? Three?
She's
four?
Spoken at least three. Yeah. So she's been probably maybe four or five.
Yeah. But obviously we've done like what, 11?
Yes. Yep. No, we've done 12, right?
I thought this was our 12th.
I think this will be our 13th.
Oh my gosh.
Lucky number 13.
Who could even keep track at this point? But that's the cool thing, right? Is, you know, Megan's been to less than half of them and it feels like I can't even remember a time without her.
Yeah.
Right. And same thing with like Amy Dillon, for example. You know, mm-hmm. We were talking about, we met her at our first Costa Rica camp in 2022. And it feels like we haven't had a camp without Amy Dillon, right?
Yeah,
same thing with Nicole DeFrancisco, right?
Yep. Kendra. Kendra's been taking our photos for camp since 2019. And it does. It feels the same way. It's like Kendra is a staple of camp.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for us, we feel these things. And I hope that for other people, they make those connections too. We put in place what we can to sort of help build those relationships for people and that sort of thing. Like I mentioned, the Discord and the WhatsApp, but that's what we want for every woman in jiu-jitsu, is to have a community of like-minded women to fall back on, to chat with, to send memes back and forth with, you know? So attending a camp or a seminar, I think, can be so powerful for those reasons.
If you run a business, whether that's jiu-jitsu related or not, I've got a couple of recommendations for you. One, come to camp. We'll do some masterminding at camp as well as a business workshop, but also make sure to check out the newest episode of Role Model Business podcast. Actually, check them all out if you haven't already, but the newest one, we did kind of our business lessons from Costa Rica camp. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah. And if you own a business and you're interested in vending at Role Model Camp in July, we're working on assembling those vendors as we speak. Our goal is to have smaller women-owned businesses where women can just sort of shop for jiu-jitsu related things. Lots of times we have, like, Casey Lappin has Vita Jiu-Jitsu. So she has cool stickers and
patches,
and fanny pack, that kind of stuff. Sometimes we have, like, jewelry or soaps sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mary Parcell does a booth. Oh, and she just registered for camp the other day.
Yeah.
We should reach out to her and see if she wants to do that again. But anyway, so usually we have just some various booths. Oh, Lauren frequently does the hair braiding. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is really cute.
Jiu-jitsu hair. And then we have a massage therapist come in. We have a lady that comes and does the Color Street nails, which I highly recommend for jiu-jitsu or in general. But yeah, so any small women-owned businesses, reach out.
Yeah. So really, I mean, this is a podcast mostly just looking for feedback from you guys. You know, if you're interested in vending at camp, if you have feedback about camps that you really liked, things they did really well, or things you'd wish they had done better or we had done better, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have questions about anything, really. We do have a fair amount of sponsorships this year for camp. We've been giving a fair amount away in February, but we still have quite a few of them left. So please reach out to us if you would like one of those, or if you know someone who is really deserving of that. Where can they find us?
Well, you can find us at Beauty and the Gi Podcast, or I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go.
Awesome. So until next time,
we'll see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.